This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, including the over-the-road truck drivers out there. Thanks to the guys and gals behind the wheel of the coast-to-coast 18-wheeler cruise. Now, follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's the Captain's America thirdwatch.com. And joining us right now for our number two, it's the professor of politics out in California, IA, that great recall state out there, Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Time to say the pledge number two. You ready?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, our great country, was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, we've talked a lot about Afghanistan. We're going to talk a little bit more about it because it's in the news and we can't get away from it. But we're going to divert for just a second. Did you see where Joe Biden and his administration yesterday approved the largest ever permanent increase to the food stamp program? And Biden claimed, that effort will stabilize our democracy, keyword democracy. He didn't say that we're a republic, which is what we are.
Well, no, you're exactly right about that. And, of course, that's a buzz phrase. Everything seems to be, well, we're going to stabilize our democracy, or somebody's attacking our democracy. In fact, as you mentioned, Captain, I'm here in the recall state of California. That's exactly right. And what we're hearing on some of these commercials, and we're also hearing from the governor himself about how something, this is all going against our democracy. And it's a buzz phrase that they're using. But again, this is Biden's idea, or the people behind Biden, or the Biden, whatever it is, in order to try to make it look as though, hey, government's here, it's going to take care of your needs.
When you hear the word democracy, you can only take it to one place, socialism.
Well, right, because that's their replacement word for
that's
that.
Right, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Now, the Pentagon, of course, ladies and gentlemen, is trying to relocate up to 30,000 Afghan refugees who are in Afghanistan who worked with the American government. And that's not only Afghans, it's people from other countries that were there working with the United States government. And they made a deal of sorts yesterday, Kyle, and I don't know if you really heard this or not, but Joe Biden released an emergency amount of $500 million that had been earmarked to go to Afghanistan anyway, and gave it to the Taliban.
That's exactly right. Here's what the White House evidently said about this. United States Emergency Refugee and Migration Assistance Fund, for the purpose of meeting unexpected urgent refugee and migration needs of refugees, victims of conflict, and other persons at risk as the result of the situation in Afghanistan. You're kidding me, right? That they're somehow believing that this money is going to not just go to the Taliban so that they can oppress women, kill the people that they think collaborated with the Americans and our allies and other various atrocities. This is unbelievable, Captain.
Of course it is. And we are stupid enough again to hand them money as a bribe, which they're going to take, to get our people out and to get the other people out. And they think this is going to guarantee them the fact that, well, they're not going to shoot at us. They're not going to do this. You wait. You just wait until you hear about a helicopter being shot down. Once they figure out how to use the drones they've got and the surface-to-air missiles they got, once they figure out how to do that, you just wait till they take down a helicopter loaded with people, or, God forbid, they take down a C-17 with a couple hundred people on board.
Well, that's right. And we talked about the number of 30,000, but that number, Captain, this is a horrible, horrible thing to contemplate. That number drops every day as they kill the people that they find going door to door.
And that's what they're doing. They're going door to door looking for the people that were in the... And they got a list of names. They know who they're looking for.
Yes, exactly. And some, of course, have tried to obliterate their paperwork. They don't want to be, you know, they're trying not to be found. But you're right. They'll have the records and they'll figure out who it is. And, Captain, you know, I think about these people and I think that, you know, they wanted to come to the United States. They wanted a visa. And they would be proud to come to the United States and say the pledge, just like we did at the top of the hour tonight.
And I would be proud to be able to have them do that.
Yes, exactly right. Mm-hmm. Exactly right, because they got it. They got the idea of what the United States and the free world is about, what we're fighting for, what we were fighting for there, and Joe Biden and the Biden administration just cut them loose.
Yeah, and briefly here, the Texas High Court has halted the mask rules in place in Texas, which is a win for Governor Greg Abbott and company. The different areas that were going to have mask mandates and all that stuff, nope, can't do it. It's an individual privilege as to whether or not you want to wear a mask.
Well, exactly right. We're going to hear a lot more about this kind of stuff as well, and we see even what's happening in different parts of the world, namely Australia, for example. They don't have the high vaccination rates, but they're looking at lockdowns, or having lockdowns, basically.
Yeah, and when we come back, I'm going to tell you about something yesterday that happened to me. You're going to love it, because there's a lot of this going on around the country right now. But anyway, hold that thought, Kyle. Folks are coming back with more to Captain's America Third Watch. Kathy is going to take us to break.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared, and now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Thank you very much. And by the way, folks, this portion of the program, my conversation with Kyle Warren, brought to you by our friend Mike Lindell and MyPillow. Now, you can go to MyPillow.com, the website, and go to the Radio Listener Special section. That's right there. You'll see a big like a logo link. It's actually a button. It looks like a button, and you click on it, and boom, you go off to a page. On that page, you're going to see the Giza cotton pillowcases, the MyPillow 2-inch mattress topper. You're going to see the Giza dream sheets, all marked at 50% off. Then you're going to see the women's sleepwear and loungewear, the men's sleepwear and loungewear, 50% off. Then you're going to see the utility cushions on sale, save $20. The bathrobes on sale, save 30%. The MyPillow body pillow on sale, save $40. The MyPillow dog beds, as low as $20. And the weighted blanket, save 50%. The MyPillow down comforter, save 30%. That's the next thing I'm thinking about ordering. It's one of those. I just ordered some throw blankets, too, by the way, for my furniture. And I've saved 30% when I got those. And then you got the MyPillow waffle blanket. All of this is done with the promo code CAPTAIN, the promo code CAPTAIN at MyPillow.com. And you click on that little banner link that's right there, Radio Listener Specials. You go right to the page. Now, if you want to talk to them on the phone, you can do that, too. You can call them at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Talk to a representative. Get the answers to your questions, and away you go. Promo code is always CAPTAIN. And we'll see you, and you let us know when you see us how that great new MyPillow stuff's working out for you. All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back. I promised to mention something that happened to me yesterday. You ready?
Oh, yes.
I'm in line at the drugstore to pay for a prescription that I picked up, and I didn't have a mask on because you don't have to wear a mask if you're vaccinated and all that stuff. There's a woman behind me. I don't know how old she was. I was going to say probably 40s or 50s. And she's got a mask up to her eyeballs. You know the ones I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And I moved up a little bit. You know, we were moving up in the line. And she stayed a good 10 feet behind me. And I turned around and I said, you know, you can move up to that spot right there. And she goes, well, I don't know if you've been vaccinated or not, if you're one of those unvaccinated people that's carrying something that I might get, so I'm going to stay back here. Thank you. And I couldn't resist it. I said, ma'am, if I had my vaccination card, I'd throw it right in your face and let you see it. I said, I've not only had COVID, but I've had the Moderna shot, and I just came from a doctor's office where I had a blood test because I'm going to be giving blood the end of the week, and guess what? I'm healthier than you are.
Wow.
And that's what I said, and I walked up to the thing, and she stayed back there. She stayed back behind me a good 10 feet.
Wow.
What a bunch of craziness.
Yes, well, exactly. Well, and even after all that, I mean, you know, you tell her the truth about this, but still, you see, this is what's being inculcated into people. The fear is being inculcated into them.
But they're lining everybody up to have to carry or wear your COVID CDC card that shows you've had the shots. It's coming. I know it is. I know it's not legal. I know there's HIPAA laws against it and all that. But who the hell is challenging them? Nobody.
Well, nobody. That's exactly right. And it just seems like it's little by little that is going to be the end result of all this. Perhaps it'll get litigated at some point. It'll become more clearly defined, but I think we'll find ourselves in that position sooner than later. Yeah.
Now, Biden's latest poll numbers are horrible. Total disapproval on his handling of Afghanistan stands at 69.3% of the country believe he screwed up.
Yep.
And he's underwater with the independents right now. At 55% believe he's doing a horrible job. The only people that think he's doing a fairly good job, and it's right at 50%, are the Democrats. But even that is low.
That's low for a Democrat president who controls both houses of Congress and so forth. Yes, this is really extraordinary, Captain, to see what has happened since January to bring us to this level of inflation, this level of botched, you know, the botched Afghanistan withdrawal, and any number of other things. The border crisis, it goes on. COVID, it goes on and on. And this president just can't get it done. And I think people are saying to themselves, okay, it looks like this is a terrible, terrible mistake.
And again, the proposal is being floated out there right now by Florida Senator Rick Scott, my senator, along with Marco Rubio. But Florida Senator Rick Scott is floating a proposal right now, the 25th Amendment, to get rid of Joe Biden.
Well, that's right. Now, obviously, the idea that somehow he would be removed anytime soon under the 25th Amendment is unlikely. However, that being said, Captain, Senator Scott putting this out there puts it out into the zeitgeist, as it were, such that now you'll start hearing people talk about it. It may start, you know, talk about here and there. But as the media also begins to begin to figure out what's wrong with Joe Biden, they can't ignore it any longer. Mm-hmm. What's happening in Afghanistan is a major component of this, but it will become more and more commonplace to talk about, and who knows what happens from there.
Now, I have a question for you, and I'm going to mention how I got it and what it's all about. It comes from Congressman Jim Jordan in Ohio. You ready?
Yep.
Now, you can't go home until you answer this. You ready?
I'm ready.
Why is Joe Biden on vacation?
Well, I got to tell you, I think that either A, it was on the schedule. He's had a few of these times away, I think, already. But also, Captain, I mean, you couple this with Jen Psaki, with her email response or something, so, well, I'm gone, I'm not here now, or something.
With Kamala,
exactly. And so, yeah, well, I think they did not want to talk about a lot of this stuff. It was pulling teeth to get Biden to come back, give his 20-minute speech, and then get right back on a helicopter and fly right back to Camp David. The optics on this are so bad. This is textbook example of how not to run this kind of thing.
Kyle, he had to say something, but all he did was make it worse by not accepting the blame.
Right.
The buck stops here. But it was Donald Trump, and it was George Bush, and it was everybody before us, and it was the military, and it was the Afghans, because they didn't show up, they didn't want to fight. It was everybody else, but it was never me. Bull.
Well, right. Well, this had to be said somewhere, Captain, around some conference table at Camp David, and that is...
The one that he had the wrong time zone when he was supposedly sitting there to counter on a...
Right. Conference? Oh, exactly, yeah. But somebody must have said the following, and that is, why don't we take everything and throw it up against the wall and see what sticks in terms of his speech?
Well, that again tells me that's Valerie Jarrett, a.k.a. Susan Rice, the two of them together, conniving something, and that's what they came up with.
Well, probably so.
They are famous for that kind of stuff.
Well, and at the same time, too, to see what happened in Afghanistan, you've got to wonder, I mean, you want to say, whose side are these people on? I mean, if they understand, I mean, they have the intelligence reports, Captain. They've got to be able to figure out what the Taliban's capable of.
Yeah, now, did you hear what Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson said yesterday?
What was that?
He said, we're $28.4 trillion in debt right now, the federal government. We are in debt, which is way too much. We can start cutting back by dumping the education department.
Well, that's been floated before in the sense of having the national, you know, education.
I think it needs to be done.
Well, because, again, everything comes down from Mount Olympus then. And it
education, when I went to school, was controlled by the local government.
Right, exactly.
Your local school district controlled what was done, the curriculum, the whole nine yards. The feds, all they did was they supplied basically reading material.
Right, right, exactly. But especially in these days, Captain, of critical race theory and dividing the students by race and all this horrible stuff, you know, again, it's better to have the people in the community be able to determine these kinds of decisions for their own kids rather than having it come from Mount Olympus.
The Department of Education, in my opinion, needs to be disbanded and done away with. We can have it at the state level. We can have it at the local level, which is where it should be, because the local school districts should be determining what goes in those schools to teach their kids. Every district is different.
Well, that's right. And Captain, everything is not a federal problem,
no.
By the way. Yeah, and but yet, because of the national media and so forth, and the way that everything is presented, everything somehow becomes, well, what does AOC say about what's happening in my community?
I don't care.
Yeah, well, I agree.
I don't care.
I hear you. Exactly. And see, that's the thing. Everything is not happening inside the Beltway. There's a lot more country out there.
Yeah. Oh, I hear the music. Okay, we're going to take a break, folks. We're going to come right back. And by the way, it's not that we're clogging the airways here. If you want to comment, you can give us a call at 877-969-8600. You don't need to agree with us. 877-969-8600. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The State Department says it has resumed evacuations from the Kabul airport as thousands have come to try to get out of the country. State Department spokesman Ned Price says some 1,600 people were evacuated on emergency flights Monday, including American personnel, private citizens, and some Afghans, while thousands are still hopeful for a flight out. He said that efforts will be made to get Afghan interpreters and families who have applied for special immigrant visas out as a priority. And thousands of students in one Tampa area school district are in isolation or quarantine after testing positive for COVID-19 or being labeled a close contact of someone who did. The Hillsborough County Public School District said Monday that 5,600 students and 316 employees of the district were in isolation or quarantine. The district's school board will hold an emergency session on Wednesday to discuss the best ways to mitigate the spread of the virus. This is USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Young, Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com. GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Man. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O. You can go to their website, geico.com, and you can get a quote right there at the website, or at the very least, you can get the name of your agent that you can go to and see, or they'll come and see you, whatever the case might happen to be. But Geico's been saving people money for more than 75 years, including me, your humble talk radio host. Now, the way that I do it is some way that many people are not aware of. Now, you bundle your policy together because Geico has not only my homeowner's insurance, but they also have the vehicle that I drive. And in doing that, I get a discount. Now, every year, and I've had them for 18 years, knock on wood, I get a safe driver's discount, which gives me 10% right off the policy to begin with. And the policy is competitive, and it's always been very affordable for me. I check it. I cost comparison it every year to see whether or not I can do better somewhere else. And so far, I can't. So, motorcycles, ATVs, boats, RVs, cars, trucks, bundle it with your homeowners or your renter's insurance policy or your condo's policy, condo insurance policy, and you will save a boatload of money. Don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Yes, sir, Mr. Kyle, you had something you were going to say?
Well, that's right. You know, Captain, you and I both have had that Moderna shot.
Yes, we have.
That's right. Well, we understand now that, as you listeners may recall, just a few days ago, the Food and Drug Administration gave the approval for booster vaccines for immunocompromised people.
Yep.
But according to reports now, health officials from the Biden administration this week are expected to recommend COVID-19 booster shots. That's a third shot for, get this, Captain, all Americans, regardless of your age.
Right.
That would take place 8 months after you received the second shot. So this is going to be coming down the pike this week, officially, we understand.
Now, I wonder how they're going to do that. Are they going to call up everybody that's had a shot already and say, okay, or they're going to send you a card? I mean, they're going to do it. I don't know how they're going to do it.
That's a good question.
Because mine was by appointment. That's how I got my shot. It wasn't first come, first served. It was I had an appointment.
Well, right. Well, they have several places you can go now. I mean, people go into the pharmacy store and they are able to get a shot. But I think that, yes, if you're in the database, I would expect that they will contact you in some way to make an appointment.
Okay. We've got an email I just got from Andrew up in Sheridan, Wyoming. And thank you very much, Andrew. He's a regular listener chiming in. He's saying, Captain, please ask the professor, where is the leadership? Who do we expect to get leadership from in Congress? Is there anyone you can name in the House or the Senate that we can expect to step up and take the leadership role to get rid of, you ready for this, Joe and Kamala?
Well, not right now, while you have, with the exception of Senator Scott doing what he's doing, that gets the ball rolling, I think, conversation-wise. In other words, people can talk about it, but because the Democrats control both the House and the Senate, that's not going to happen anytime soon. But if things change in 2022, then I think there will also be an emboldening of representatives and senators to really begin to bring this to fruition.
Well, as I said yesterday afternoon on Mark Walters' Armed American Radio show, we were talking about ways that we could get people involved to try to get rid of at least Joe Biden, the first problem. And Rick Scott came out with something after we made our suggestion. He says, hey, it's time to bring a discussion up about the 25th Amendment. It's time to get the people involved, the doctors and whatnot, which they can do, and demand that the president have a cognitive test with a bipartisan group of doctors, a Democrat, Republican, whatever. But it can't just be one doctor.
Well, that's right. In other words, but it's also, I think, it's got to get legs, as they say. It's got to be able to start hitting some kind of critical mass. And what we've seen happen with now, because talking about the Afghanistan withdrawal, you know, on its face, we're seeing all the tragedy that's happening unfolding before our eyes. But if President Biden just simply overruled everything, yes, the president can overrule things, but if it can be shown that he is simply not making good decisions in the sense that that there's something affecting him about it, that's where that medical discussion may come in, and that may give that discussion legs.
Well, this was a horrible decision. Because
right.
All he had to do was follow the plan that was in place, and instead he chose to abandon that one provision that was in there, a conditions-based withdrawal of the U.S. and coalition forces, and he just went damn the torpedoes, full speed ahead, I'm pulling everybody out.
Well, that's right. And, you know, President Trump wanted to pull troops out of Syria and so forth, but he ended up leaving some. In other words, President Trump actually, considered what the generals, in many cases, were telling him.
He listened to them.
Exactly.
Whereas Biden didn't.
Well, precisely, because it's like there's a pre-programmed, already decided outcome.
Okay, now I've saved this for last here because we got to talk a little bit about this. I hate to mention that while we're having all this trouble in Afghanistan, we've had a horrible earthquake of immense proportions in Haiti. This is not their first rodeo with an earthquake, correct?
Yes, exactly
or
right.
Or with a bad hurricane or whatever. But so far, the death toll as of late last night was over 1,400 and climbing as they start to find more bodies amongst the several thousand people that are still missing.
That's right. And a little over 10 years ago, they had a quake and some 220,000 people died.
And they had a big time. Let's see. I think that was when George H.W. Bush and Bill Clinton and got together.
Exactly.
And
yes.
That resulted in a joint, pardon me, USAID mission of some sort. And that was when they found out that a lot of the aid was stolen and sold on the black market and all this sort of stuff. And some of the monies were absconded with. Thank you very much. I don't know who was responsible for that, but they did catch most of the people that were involved.
Yes, that's right. And evidently, Captain, the USGS, the U.S. Geological Survey, is saying that the quake that hit on Saturday was on the same fault that caused the quake in January 2010. And, of course, Haiti's no stranger to earthquakes, going waving back to the 1700s that we know about, earthquakes hitting Port-au-Prince and hitting Haiti. And so it is it's a longstanding thing, but obviously what's happening right now is very, very important.
Now, the other thing is they got to get a handle on this very quick, because otherwise there's going to be all kinds of diseases that are going to come forward, as you might well figure out with dead animals and dead people.
Precisely. And, again, it's a very, very bad situation, to say the least.
Yeah, and I know we've got our people there. The International Red Cross is there. There's a lot of other aid agencies that are there. I believe Israel has just sent a team there as well. You can always count on Israel.
Well, absolutely, yes,
yeah.
Of course.
And then, but I don't hear anybody from Cuba. I don't hear anybody from Venezuela. Don't hear anybody from Argentina. I haven't heard about any of that.
No, exactly. And what is going to be, I think, one of the scary parts of this is that they're looking at these latest quakes that's happening starting back in 2010 as being the beginning of a new cycle of earthquakes along that system.
Well, I wonder if that means they won't be building anymore in certain areas.
Yeah, well, they could very well be, yeah.
Yeah, because some of these structures are very, very old, and they might have been damaged before, and now they're gone altogether, but the new structures they build are usually up to a superior code, but I haven't seen any of those. Have you?
No, I have not. But I do know that to the extent that I live in earthquake country, I know that it does scare people in the aftermath of an earthquake, and a lot of people don't want to go back inside and go to sleep inside a structure because they're worried that the aftershocks are coming and so forth. So you have a lot of these things that will be a part of this whole aftermath here.
All right. Well, you know, you can't say enough about our military and our first responders and the Red Cross in particular, because, again, as I just got done mentioning, the International Red Cross is responding to this. I also belong to the Red Cross, and I'm part of a disaster team, if I want to be. And I pick and choose the things I do. But I'm in communications, so what I do is I actually run the radio for the people when I do go. And I've developed a system there where usually I do it during like a hurricane or something, to where it's not very far away from me, and I can, you know, put a few hours here, a few hours there, and help them out that way.
Exactly.
All right. Cool. Hold that thought, folks. When we come back, the Captain's America Third Watch comes back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report for you. We're going to let you know more about where Fred's headed, and let you know about the weather across the continental U.S. of A., and let you know if you got any problems you need to know about. In the meantime, we're coming right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. America, do you want to win the spiritual war against the demons currently attacking our land? Step one comes from the Bible. Lay down the law by resting on the law. And do your resting on our pillowcases printed with His Ten Commandments. Find them at ProjectPillowTalk.com. Don't sleep on this message. Go to ProjectPillowTalk.com or call us at 877-289-7439. When you call, ask to receive another powerful spiritual weapon, free, a CD packed with the secrets of forgiveness using all the instruments of praise written in the Bible, free with your order of our Ten Commandment pillowcases from ProjectPillowTalk.com. Shipping is free too, so call or click 877-289-7439 or ProjectPillowTalk.com. Get your Ten Commandment pillowcases for only $29.95 per set and watch the darkness flee from the light.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe. And keep it between the lines.
Oh, boy, will we. And we're going to get started here. I'm going to go right to Kyle Warren, and I'm going to let you take us out west. Go ahead, sir.
All right, Captain. Well, out west tonight, we continue to watch these flash flood watches that are happening in southern Arizona, I-10, I-8, of course. Also, southern New Mexico in the Las Cruces area, as well as Alamogordo. You've got that happening. Now, earlier, Phoenix was reading thunderstorms. That looks like that may have moved through. That's not reading right now, but we still have the flash flood warning in the area, and also a dust storm just south, west of Phoenix coming out I-10 or I-8, so be careful there. Flash flood watch continues up through southern Utah and into the middle part of the state, where it turns into fire weather warnings near Salt Lake City. We've got air quality alerts all over Idaho, also almost all of Montana, either air quality alert or fire weather warning in the southeastern part of the state. Over in Nevada, northern Nevada, heat advisory tonight if you're coming across I-80 heading towards Reno. But if you're going to start heading north, heading up 395 towards Susanville and Janesville, I believe. You're going to be in the area there where the Dixie Fire is burning. And then you've also got gusty winds that are bringing those fires, bringing that fire close to those towns. So be very careful if you're driving and hauling through that area tonight. Fire Weather Watch continues in Northern California. Air quality alert in Central California tonight.
All righty. Well, we're going to take a look at what's going on here with Tropical Storm Fred. Now, I'm just teeing this up here because we have our latest advisory updated here from just a few minutes ago. Now, Fred is on shore. Fred is going, making his way up through Alabama right now. And I'm going to read you the advisory that it's got here. Through Tuesday, heavy rainfall may lead to considerable flash, urban, small stream, and isolated river flooding impacts across portions of the Florida Panhandle, southeastern Alabama, and from western Georgia into the southern Appalachians. By the middle of the week, Fred or its remnants will lift northward and impact the central Appalachians and middle Atlantic. Landslides are possible along the mountains of North Carolina and Bee Ridge Escarpment on Tuesday. Now it says tropical force storm winds, primarily with wind gusts, will continue over the inland sections of the eastern Florida Panhandle, southeastern Alabama, and southwestern Georgia during the next few hours, but around daylight, they should subside. This will become a tropical depression by then. And I'm looking at the rain, okay? And all the way up through the middle of Pennsylvania, Kyle, Fred has got heavy rain. There's going to be a lot of flooding associated with this because down in the area, across the northern tip of Georgia, just north of Atlanta, and up into the mountains of North Carolina, this thing is going to dump 4 to 8 inches of rain. There are some areas down below that are going to get as much as 12 inches of rain, isolated areas, and there's no area at all with all the rain they've had that can take that kind of rain. Not one single area, Kyle.
No, not at all.
Yeah. And the other thing is, when you look at the weather here, and you take a look at what's going on, we've got Grace, and I'm not laughing to laugh, I'm just laughing to smile to myself, because Grace is going to come across the Gulf and pretty much skirt between Cuba and the Yucatan Peninsula and go over into right around the Mexican border area with, it looks like, with the Texas coast. And I'm not sure how far it's going to go up the Texas coastline again. It's got quite a cone of uncertainty. And then you've got this Henri, which just formed, which is a little bit stronger than either one of the other ones. Also a tropical storm that's going to come down towards Bermuda. And they're not really sure what it's going to do. They don't know if it's going to loop around or come west or go that-a-way. So they've just got a little circle to where it looks like it's going to go around Bermuda for a little while.
Right, yes.
Now, that could get interesting.
Yep.
So that's what we've got. And other than that, that's the big weather, and there's nothing really to bother you, except if you're on I-10. I got to tell you, if you're on I-10, you're going to have that stretch, which is probably going to be drying out after daylight, but you got a lot of showers that have been through there. And by the way, there are some tornadoes associated with this. They've had a number of tornado watches and warnings along the way. Heavy flood warnings right now, southwestern Georgia and southeastern Alabama, in particular around Dothan, Alabama. It looks like we've got quite a bit of rain there, and everything is at flood stage or flooding as we speak.
Yes, I know. This is a lot of weather to talk about, absolutely, and get it out there.
Yeah, and then, by the way, I should mention, I skipped over Texas, Midland, Texas. You've got a flood watch there tonight, and you've got one right along the edge of the border there around Roswell. It looks like New Mexico, that area, coming over towards the Texas border. They've had a lot of rain in that area, too, so that's a lot of what's been going on with the weather.
Exactly right.
Now, give us how we can hear you, your website there, Kyle.
Yes, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we look forward to talking to you tonight.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, everybody, and we appreciate him very much, and we appreciate him being on the program because we always cover a lot of ground. And, of course, Denise Simon will be calling me any second here when she does, and we'll get fired up here. With her, of course, Gotta talk about a lot of different things. Now, I will say this much. It looks like America, and we're going to mention this to Denise and see what she says. It looks like America may, in fact, be trying to get as many as 30,000 Afghans out. Now, I don't know if that's going to work or not, but it looks like that's what the plan is right now in Afghanistan. So we'll see what happens. And, of course, you've got a country that's out of control because you're dealing with the Taliban, and I wouldn't trust them as far as you could throw them when they say, well, we're going to get along, and we're going, it's peaceful, and we're a different group, and we're this and we're that. I'm not buying that, okay? I am not buying that. And we're going to ask Denise Simon at Founders Code that right now. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, happy person that you are, smiley face and all that, because you're doing jumping jacks at this time of the morning. Are we, can we trust the Taliban?
No.
Okay, you heard what they said about, well, we're a different breed of cats this time. We're going to go along, or some stupid nonsense like that. I don't believe that for a second.
No.
So, why are we, and by the way, did you see where we released emergency refugee funds of some $500 million for the Afghan refugees yesterday?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Who gets that money?
Well, therein lies a very interesting question, because you have to determine who they are. And a lot of these that we had on our payroll have defected. They've gone wherever they've gone, or others have been killed. And so they've been on our payroll all along, and they still are today. So we don't have a concept of, do we have 30,000? Do we have 75,000? We don't know what that number is. And who do we give that money to? Because now the Taliban is in control of the government. So, that whole thing we don't have a concept of, much less of the cost of flying these people here and then, you know, having them be at Fort McCoy or Fort Bliss. Do we give them jobs? Do we bring their families? What does that all look like? So, it's more chaos on top of more chaos.
Well, we're getting a lot of chaos and a lot of conflicting reports coming out. And yesterday, Brian Williams again, who's another one of these fools, I won't say what I'm thinking, but he was interviewing a veteran, an Afghan war veteran, and he was talking to him about the speech and what a great speech Biden gave. And the veteran turned around and absolutely shredded Williams and said, here's what he didn't say. But we'll get into all that when we come back with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. So don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, and it's the Tuesday morning edition right here for you. And we got more when we come back. Kyle, take us to break.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. Don't go anywhere.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.